Kazoo Fest 2019 is taking place April 10th through the 14th.
And this 12th iteration of the festival will feature yet another genre-defying lineup of independent artists from across Canada.
Over 5 action-packed days in Guelph will feature over 40 musical performances, visual and media art, contemporary dance, and the Kazoo Print Expo.
There will be performances by the Queer Songbook Orchestra, Snotty Nose Rez Kids, Jennifer Castle, Eves Jarvis, Joyful Talk, John Southworth and the South Seas, Miss Eves, and so much more.
The Kazoo Print Expo will be taking place on April 13th and will feature comics, zines, illustrations, letterpress, and much more.
Don't miss the 12th annual Kazoo Fest, April 10th to the 14th, in various downtown Guelph locations.
For more info, including tickets, passes, and accessibility information, visit kazookazoo.ca.
Kazoo Fest is made possible by support from sponsorships with The Cornerstone, CFRU 93.3 FM, Downtown Guelph, Wellington Brewery, Ampersand, Exclaim, and many more.
You're tuned into Live Underground Rock and Roll Armageddon, Kazoo Podcast Edition. This is another year of awesome Kazoo Fest music and good rock and roll and good art in the community of Guelph. Thank you for tuning in. We have a very good show for you today. It's R Dog the Rock and Roll Doctor, just to clarify.
And we're going to be, who are we going to be talking to later?
Later on, we're going to be talking to a wonderful artist from Toronto, an amazing new producer from that area, known as O'Buxom. So stay tuned for that. And if you need more information on the lineup of Kazoo Fest, go to www.kazookazoo.ca.
Now we're going to play a Kazoo artist, one of the ones that we're really excited about coming in from Chicago. Who do we have lined up first for the listeners?
We have Hieroglyphic Being with Je Suis Musique. Keep it locked, keep it loaded, keep it cranked, keep it loud. This is Underground Rock and Roll Armageddon. Stay tuned for more, folks.
Mama, Thank you.
Hello, this is Underground Rock and Roll Armageddon, Kazoo Podcast Edition, here at 93.3 Rock and Roll Armageddon. This is an apocalypse-themed rock and roll radio show, Kazoo Podcast style today, Kazoo Podcast Edition to be exact. As I said, we have Oboxum coming on in just a bit. So for now, we got some Eves Jarvis coming up for you guys right now for your listening pleasure here on this rock and roll radio show. So stay tuned for more, guys. Eves Jarvis on Underground Rock and Roll Armageddon.
I'm sure this is not real.
is compromising. Compromising for what? Compromising for what reason? To compromise for what? To compromise. What is compromise?
You guys are tuned in to 93.3 Underground Rock and Roll Armageddon. This is a Kazoo Podcast Edition. Nice to meet you, O'Buxom. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well. I'm R-Dog, the Rock and Roll Doctor, coming at you guys live. So, what's up? And thank you for having you on. And I appreciate you giving us this time. It's an honor. And very nice to meet you. How are you today?
I'm good. Good to meet you, too.
Thank you.
Okay, Randy, why don't you tell the listeners what songs they heard there?
So the songs you heard was Her Story and The Sixth Goddess. So, yeah.
All right, well, why don't you get started with your questions?
Okay, so, O'Buxom, what is, I'm just going to throw one out there. What have you been listening to lately?
I've been listening to, a lot of, IDM music, glitch bass music. Yeah, a lot of Flylo, and I'm really loving this new cat named Igloo Ghost.
Right on.
So I've been listening to a lot of that.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
I really dig your album. It's really awesome.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I've been listening to it a lot in Leonard's car, and it's a new genre I just recently got exposed to, and I really love it. It is phenomenal.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's my original roots are 80s metal and classic rock and roll and hair bands and stuff, but I like electronic just as much nowadays, so yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's really cool, because in a way it's the future of rock, you know?
Mm-hmm. Nah, I hear that.
Yeah. So, do you prefer books or movies?
I prefer books.
Right on. Reading's good. Reading's very good. I'm trying to read more myself, too. I've read a lot about Sam Cooke recently.
Yeah, I just think, with reading, it's kind of you can, imagine it more. I feel the imagination is a lot more spread out as opposed to, watching the movie, because the movie is, just telling, telling you how everything needs to look like, if that makes sense.
What does it say, Lynn?
You were wondering if she had a favorite book, maybe.
What's your favorite book?
Or a book she's reading right now, maybe.
What's the book you're reading or your favorite book right now?
My favorite book right now is, Octavia Butler is my favorite author. So she has this compilation called Earth Seeds. And yeah, that's my favorite book.
So nice. So,
do you want to ask what it's about, or do you want to?
Oh man, I'm sorry. I'm not.
I think our dog's a bit nervous because he's
been, yeah, it's my first time. He's been looking, you and
looking forward to this interview for a while now.
I have been, yes. And I'm kind of.
That's right. You're doing really good,
so,
Randy.
Do you have any? What's it like being a lady producer out in Toronto right now in the electronic music scene? How is that going?
It's interesting. I think that I hope I see more women that are, performing live. Because it's really hard because people always. It's strange because it's if people don't know what I do, it's kind of they're I don't know how to describe you, I don't know what it is exactly that you do. So I think that's where things get a little bit frustrating because I'm constantly you know, like letting folks know that, like, you know, this is my position in the music. You know, like, I'm a producer. I perform live. I'm not a DJ. So I can't DJ your party, but, you know, like, I think. Enough. Yeah, and, like, that's the only thing that has been, like, incredibly frustrating. And doing shows where it's, like, the importance is, like, on bands, I guess, because it's kind of like then the guy who's the sound person doesn't necessarily know like how to mix down my stuff. So
true.
So yeah. So what types of gigs do you find a good fit for you with all those kinds of things in mind? Like I know I've seen you play at Frequencies in Toronto, and that seemed like a good night.
Yeah.
For like, you to play.
Yeah, and you know what's strange though? Like every show I've played in Guelph, like I've had the time of my life. I didn't have a problem with like the sound or anything. Mm-hmm. I just think it just depends on like, you know, like what, like who you're playing with, where you're playing. You know what I mean? So in Toronto, it's like, you know, Frequencies is like amazing. Subtle Blend is like really dope too. And The Build, like those are, you know, folks that I would play with because like. It's kind of like, you know, they cater to producers, right?
Right on.
And yeah, like that's pretty much it in terms of Toronto, I would say.
Is this gonna be your third or fourth show in Guelph?
Wow, I think this is gonna be my fourth show in Guelph.
Right on. I hope that I can get out to see you.
Pardon?
I said, hopefully I can get out to see your performance.
The Rock Doctor's hoping scheduling. He doesn't live in Guelph. He lives outside of Guelph.
Next town over.
Oh, okay, Fergus, okay, yeah. Okay.
But hopefully you'll be able, I think hopefully you'll be able to be here for it.
Yeah, I probably will be.
Yeah, no, that'll be dope. So, yeah.
Okay, I know, Randy, you were also wondering, you wanted to ask how she got started making music, right?
Yeah, how did you get started making music exactly?
Well, like, I started making music on and off since 2011. I got hired as like a children's worker, so like in my workplace, like they were like offering this program that was like geared towards people that are interested in hip hop, and I thought the program was going to be about like hip hop philosophy and like using that as a tool to like educate like young folks. Like that's what I wanted to be. Cool. Yeah, it ended up like being a studio program. So I did that for like 2 months, and then I just kind of like, I started university, it was my first year of university.
Cool.
So I just like making beats in my lectures and whatnot, and then like I stopped making beats for like 3 years just because like, you know, relationships and whatnot, like that really just like, I just completely forgot about my art, and then.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I came back into it. You know, because like same I just felt me. Like, I just felt like something was missing. Like, I was really happy, and like, you know, like my depression got a lot worse at the time. So,
I know what that's like.
Yeah, so I started like I picked up music again in 2016, and then I started performing live in 2017. It just kind of happened. Like, it's always been like a dream and an honor for me. So like,
It was wonderful meeting you.
Well, I know the Rock Doctor, you kind of identify with that kind of thing, because that's your whole message with the Rock Doctors, that you get music's like your therapy, right?
I can take it from here.
sorry.
Anyways, what I'm saying is, you know, I can identify through that too, like my buddy Leonard was saying here. I'm the Rock Doctor, but, you know, I may seem like this radio rock and roll superstar talking to everyone here who's world famous, but really, I still struggle like anybody else. I have autism myself. I am autistic, but it's not... I don't let it define who I am, you know? Like, it's not going to get me down. I may have anxiety issues, too, but, you know, it's just... Yeah. Even radio is my therapy. Music and art is what helps heal my soul and helps keep me motivated to carry on and do what I got to do each day. So, you know what? Kudos to you for that, you know? You're awesome.
Yeah, I'm sending that same love and energy right back.
Yeah, well, you know what? Life is good.
Yeah, no,
it is what you make of it. Your fate is what you make for yourself, you know?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah.
It's a quote from Terminator, by the way.
Yeah.
This is coming from a guy who likes, like, all the 80s and, like, 90s movies and stuff when I'm a millennial, but, you know, I still like older stuff. It's just the way I was raised. So
no worries.
Is there any way? How can we direct listeners to check out updates? Buxom updates, and is there anything on the horizon that people should know about? Obviously, you're playing at Kazoo Festival.
I'm so horrible because I don't have a website at the moment. Yeah. But the best way to just to follow me and see what I'm doing is through Instagram and maybe my Facebook page, because I try to update that as much as possible to kind of let folks know what I'm doing. And I have a couple of shows this month, so I posted that on my Facebook page. I have my first full-length album due to release this year.
All right. Well, maybe we can get you on for another interview when the album comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm also working on a video game.
Really?
Video game. I love video games. You just opened a can of worms with that one.
Yeah.
I'm a gamer myself.
Yeah, I'm the lead audio, so I'm doing all the soundtracks and
what game?
The sound design. It's with Bravery Network. It's a Canadian game.
What system is it for? A computer?
It's a PC game.
Right on. I can maybe get a copy for my parents' computer or something, or my own, if it's compatible with Windows XP, I could probably play it.
Yeah.
So I just don't game online. I'm not an online gamer. I just game in my room or whatever.
Oh, okay, sick.
Yeah.
What type of game is it?
Yeah, what's it?
This game is kind of like a Pokemon game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's really dope.
Sounds like it would be up my alley.
Yeah, and they literally just put up a GameSpot did a little write up on the game today, so I can send you guys the link, check it out, let me know what you think.
Darn straight.
And yeah.
Maybe we can find, could we play some of the music from, would we be able to find some of that to play on the episode as well?
Which one?
The video game music.
They just put up one of the tracks today. So, yeah, I could send that to you.
Okay, perfect. All right. All right, so I know that you probably have to get going.
Yeah.
But we wanted to thank you very much for taking the time to join us on the Kazoo podcast episode.
Thank you.
The last track is the last track from your EP. It's one of our dog's favorite tracks. It's one of our favorite tracks.
Yeah.
Who wants to announce it?
I'll announce
it. You, our dog.
This is Duncan Vibrations by Buxom here on Underground Armageddon. Keep it locked, keep it loaded, folks. Keep it cranked up loud and enjoy. Thank you very much, Obuxom, for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Okay, take care, guys.
Yes, peace
out. Thank you. Peace.
Bye.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Hi, this is Underground Rock and Roll Armageddon. You're tuning to Underground Rock and Roll Armageddon Kazoo Podcast Edition. This is the Rock Doctor talking to you live. You just heard that Obuxum interview. Thank you once again, Obuxum, for coming on. We appreciate the help and the interview.
We also had Trap in there,
yeah,
right?
You heard Trap, yes. You heard Trap. And
With Sacred Art.
Yes, Sacred Art.
All right, and then now we're going to get to some more kazoo music before we run out of time.
Yes,
on this episode. There's a lot of artists that we're excited for the festival this year, particularly a lot of cool electronic artists and all different kinds of really diverse programming, which is something
amazing
that makes us really happy.
Yes.
On Underground Rock Roll Armageddon.
Yes.
Let's hear now from Panteo. And we're going to hear a song from Panteo. This is Live at X Avant X.
Keep it locked, keep it loaded. Keep it loud, keep it rocked. Enjoy, guys.
Thank you.
You're tuned to Underground Rock and Roll Armageddon. We are coming to a close. Stay posted for more, guys. This is Kazoo Podcast Edition signing off for now. If you want more more information on the episode or the lineup for Kazoo, go to www.kazookazoo.ca. It's our Ugly Rock Doctor saying keep it locked, keep it loaded. Till next time, keep it locked, keep it locked. Peace out to you guys. Enjoy your day.